That's your shin.
And this?
The ankle.
And this is one?
Toe.
Or the whole thing is the...
Foot.
And I have two?
2 feet.
And, say if it was 7:45, another way of saying that, you'd say that it was...
7:45.
Uh-huh.
Well, you say 15 minutes till the next hour.
And, say, something that they used to have to, something that you'd put a baby in. It's something on wheels that you can put a baby in and it'll lie down.
Crib.
Huh?
Baby crib.
Well, something on wheels, though.
Oh, well, carriage.
Okay. And you put the baby in the carriage and then you'd go out and...
Push him.
Huh?
Roll him here and yonder.
Okay. And, you know, this is something that's an X-shaped thing like that, you know, that you could set wood in if you wanted to saw it. Do you know what that was called?
That's called a carriage, at the top of the carriage to keep the sun off of it.
No, I mean something, if you wanted to chop a log.
Oh.
Something you could set the log in.
You put that in a rack, build a fork like that for a rack, you see?
Uh-huh.
And lay it up in that fork, then take a saw and saw it too.
Okay. What about something shaped like that you could, if you wanted to saw a board? I'm sure you know what it is if you worked in the carpenter.
Uh-huh, yeah. You call it a board or a...
Well,
in the same from a 4-inch to 1-inch to 4 inches.
Uh-huh.
And a 2x4 is 2x4 square, see?
Uh-huh.
It's square out, down square, but that's the width of it. You're doing the thickness of it. 2 inches thick.
Uh-huh.
And 2 4-inches wide.
Well,
that's a 2x4.
If you wanted to saw a long 2x4,
uh-huh,
you might set it on something.
Uh-huh.
You'd have two of these things to set it on.
Yeah, or saw horses.
Okay. And, say if there was a field, maybe, and someone, instead of walking around the field like this,
uh-huh,
cut across it like this,
uh-huh,
you'd say he was walking
down the valley.
Uh-huh.
Between the two fields.
Well, would you say that he went anti-goggling or catty-cornered or crossways across the field?
Well, you could call it either one.
What would you say?
Well, if he was going catty-corner across that, you'd say he's going catty-corner across that point of one.
Uh-huh.
And then if he comes back here and goes straight up, he'd go over the field. So.
Uh-huh. What about, say if there's two roads cross, and there's a house here on this corner, and
uh-huh,
a house here on this corner,
uh-huh,
say these houses sit how from each other?
This road separates them.
Would you say they sit anti-goggling or catty-cornered, or?
You can put them on a square corner, you can put them in that catty corner if you want to.
What do you mean catty corner? How would that be?
Well, if the roads come across them like that,
mm-hmm,
you can face the point here of the cross with the front. Let the front run that way, see?
Mm-hmm.
That'd be the front. But if you want to run a square, you square it to the road, see?
Mm-hmm. And, talking about kinds of the things that you keep in your house, the chairs and